Moving on to the second question, several of the candidates have said they want to work to preserve the character of our community. That can mean different things to different people. What aspects of Pinedale would you like to see kept as is, and what aspects would you seek to change, and how would you seek to change them? Our first candidate to answer is Eric Ashley.
I'd like to see the independent character of Pinedale kept as is. As for changes, I'd leave things as they are.
That was Eric Ashley. Our next candidate to answer is Barbara Boyce.
To me, character is the small town atmosphere where you know and care about your neighbors, and where when you wave at a cop, it means, "Hi, hon, not stop, I'm in trouble." We need to keep up with the influx and strive to make sure Pinedale people feel it is still their town. I think zoning is very important and should be followed as closely as possible, but I don't think it should be so strict that you feel you don't have any say over your own property. I have been in the zoning board for 15 years. I know we have some pretty ridiculous ordinances. I have been working to have some of the worst ones changed, but Pinedale has already lost a lot of its small town ways, and we have to do now is work hard to make sure we are not ran over with the influx of new ideas. I feel that good zoning can go a long way to have our town, but it has to be done in a way that fits the times of ours and not some of made years ago that don't fit life as we know it today. Pinedale is a beautiful town. It has clean streets, and we have beautiful parks, and our streets are mostly in good repair, and we need to make sure they stay that way. To do this, it takes money, and anyone that gets this job will have to work hard to get grants and funding to keep up with it all.
That was Barbara Boyce. Our next candidate to respond is Robert Brito.
Well, Bob, I've been on Pinedale Planning Zoning Committee, Community Development Commission, and one of the directors on the Chamber of Commerce for some time now. And I have seen the direction the town is going in. We have ordinances that protect our Western Wilderness community that date back to the 60s that need to be updated. I know that the citizens of Pinedale want a voice in their town and how it should grow. Did you know, Bob, that if someone wanted to build a building in downtown Pinedale and paint it fluorescent orange, there is nothing we can do to stop it. That would destroy our Western community look for our tourism industry for when the gas boom is gone. I believe we need to protect and preserve our town. I don't think we should let others dictate what happens in our town, our neighborhood, and our streets. That's why I believe in the voice of Pinedale citizens and would like to be their voice as councilman.
Candidate Robert Brito. Our next response is from Tony Fagnant.
Pinedale is growing into a larger town, and I don't think it's ever going to be the small town it once was. So with that in mind, we just have to cross each bridge as it comes and deal with each problem individually and try to make the best decisions possible for the town of Pinedale and the people of Pinedale, and to keep Pinedale simply a small town atmosphere.
That was Anthony, or Tony, Stagnant. We did not receive responses from Dave Hull, Chris House, or Dave M. Smith. We'll be listening to the candidates respond to our third question, but first, this message from our sponsor, Property Partners.
Here's a name you'll want to remember, Property Partners Modular Homes. They offer complete land and home packages in the Pinedale area. When Property Partners finishes your home, you'll be able to move right in, complete construction, customized floor plans, and special financing. And if that didn't catch your attention, how about pricing as low as $46 per square foot? Don't delay. Call Property Partners to reserve your land and your home. Call 367-3699. That's 367-3699.